puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Gordon Goldsborough is out in the field this weekend. Where are you, Gordon?
Good morning, Nadia. I'm at the Threshermen's Reunion near Austin, Manitoba.
And what are you doing there? What are your responsibilities?
Well, I volunteer, and my job is to run the beer garden. So I was up last night until 3:30.
But you're not allowed to drink the beer, correct?
Absolutely not. That would be a big no-no.
So we are not talking to hangover Gordon at all.
Absolutely
thank you very much.
Yep.
Well, thank you for taking time in your hectic weekend to still join us for Abandoned Manitoba. There would have been an uprising had we taken a pause, so we appreciate that. What are we discussing this week?
Well, about a month ago, I visited an abandoned site that is firmly cemented in my mind. It was the Arnold Cement Quarry near Miami, Manitoba, that for about 7 years in the early 20th century was where natural cement was manufactured. In fact, it was the first of its kind in the province.
Okay, so where should we start with the story?
Well, I think we should start with a bit of clarification of terminology. One of my personal pet peeves is when people use the words cement and concrete interchangeably. They're different. Concrete is a material used to make buildings, and cement is one of its ingredients, along with sand, gravel, and water. It's incorrect to say, for example, a cement sidewalk. It's a concrete sidewalk.
And you said that the quarry near Miami produced natural cement. So what is that?
Well, there are several kinds of cement, and we've talked about another kind, Portland cement, here several years ago. At one time, there was a large plant in the Fort White area of Winnipeg where Portland cement was made starting in 1911. The idea is to mix limestone and clay together and heat them at a very high temperature, about 1600 Celsius. And what you get out of that is a solid material called clinker. You then take the clinker, you grind it, and you make a gray powder that is Portland cement. It's the most commonly used form of cement that we use today for buildings and all sorts of other things, because when you add water to it, it hardens quickly, and I think more importantly, it's strong. You know, so the two main ingredients for Portland cement came from two sites in Manitoba, clay from the pits at Fort White, and limestone from pits near Steep Rock in the Interlake.
And how does Portland cement compare to natural cement?
Well, the latter, natural cement, has just one ingredient, a specific type of quarried stone that is heated at a lower temperature than Portland cement, a mere 800 to 1,000 degrees Celsius, and then it's ground pretty much the same way to make the cement. Natural cement is not quite as strong as Portland cement. It also takes longer to harden, and I think it's also not as durable. But on the plus side, its manufacture doesn't generate as much carbon dioxide that contributes to global climate change. So in other words, natural cement is more environmentally friendly than Portland cement. Another benefit is that when a source of suitable stone is found, natural cement manufacture can begin right away because you only need that one ingredient. It doesn't require a second ingredient as Portland cement does.
And how was the stone near Miami found?
Well, it was a 20-foot thick bed of calcium-rich shale that was found, useful for making natural cement. It was discovered in 1898 in a small ravine northwest of Miami. It was found during construction of something called the Northern Pacific and Manitoba Railway between Morris and Brandon. And at that time, all the cement used in Manitoba had to be imported from elsewhere. So when they discovered a bed like this where they could make it locally, well, that was a real economic boon because they didn't then have to incur all the cost of bringing it in. So the railway immediately incorporated a company, something called the Manitoba Union Mining Company, to exploit these deposits. They built a siding where construction materials could be delivered and the finished cement could be loaded for shipment. They had a contest to name this siding, and a woman in the company office suggested Arnold. And, you know, I looked into it. I could find no explanation for why they chose that name. It just is. And so the plant became the Arnold Cement Quarry.
And what did the Arnold plant look like?
Well, construction of it began in June of 1900. 30 to 40 workmen began first building a dam It was 100 feet wide, 6 feet high, and I guess the idea was to hold water that they needed in the manufacturing process. They built a circular kiln of bricks where shale that had been quarried from the nearby banks of the ravine and carried to the kiln by wheelbarrow could be burned. And they used coal, by the way, to fuel this kiln. And then the nearby, there was a two-story wooden building where they did the grinding of the clinker to make the natural cement. Chunks of clinker from the kiln were then transferred into the mill where they did the pulverization. There was a cable car system that carried the powder to the top of the ravine, and there it was bagged and stored while waiting shipping. Cement manufacturing, well, it didn't begin in 1900. Actually, I found references to it starting in early February of 1901, and by October of that year, they had already filled 55 railway cars of natural cement that they then shipped on to market. This, again, was the very first cement manufacturing in Manitoba. And the low cost relative to imported cement made it really quite an attractive option for building projects around the province.
Why was the Arnold plant abandoned?
Well, I don't know exactly. I found rumblings of uncertainty about the plant as early as 1904. There was rumors that a large American group was negotiating to buy the plant, and they were going to convert it to producing Portland cement. But that year, 1904, operation was taken over by another company called the Manitoba Gypsum Company, and they continued to operate it till 1908. So I guess it was never sold to that American consortium. But by that time, there were other facilities on the horizon. You know, as I said earlier, in 1911, that huge plant in present-day Fort White began making Portland cement, and I suspect the superiority of Portland cement over natural cement, despite the environmental impacts, ultimately doomed the natural cement plant at Arnold. You know, but interestingly, a second natural cement manufacturing plant was built near Arnold at a place called Babcock. And then, in fact, it carried on quite a bit longer. It operated from 1907 to 1924. So it appears that sources in Manitoba of environmentally friendly natural cement ended about a century ago, 1924. Today, well, we're still talking about the impacts of concrete that make preservation of an existing concrete building better for the environment than demolishing it and building a whole new one and incurring the costs of the carbon dioxide emissions from Portland cement.
So what's left at the Arnold site today?
Well, you know, I've wanted to visit the site of Manitoba's first cement plant since I first learned about it 14 years ago. And I knew only approximately where it had been located. And I'd been told that it was on private property with a landowner who, well, frankly, wasn't keen to have visitors. Fortunately, I met Joan and Ed Dreger of Miami, and they knew exactly where the former quarry could be found. And even better, they made arrangements with the landowner for us to visit. So a month ago, I went there. You know, despite the fact that the plant had not operated for long, you know, barely 7 years, and that was over 100 years ago, there was a surprising amount of residue still visible. You know, so for example, we found two large iron boilers that had probably powered the mill where the clinker was ground to powder. There were the remains of a concrete foundation where I suspect there was part of the conveyor system that transported the cement from the bottom of the ravine up to the railway siding. We found huge chunks of, we found a large number of bricks, probably the remains of the kiln, and we found several large pieces of clinker that presumably just had never been ground into natural cement. I took lots of pictures, of course, as I'm prone to do, including some aerial shots with my drone. And then Joan Dreger, who volunteers with the Miami Railway Station Museum, she showed me a historical photo of the Arnold Cement Quarry when it was in operation. You know, a wonderful photograph that really put in context the whole site for me. But even better, she shared a pair of photographs of the former cement plant at Babcock that she had obtained from the local resident, Nedra Burnett. You know, I've always been fascinated by the history of infrastructure in Manitoba, so now my next plan is I would really like a visit to Manitoba's second source of some natural cement, you know, if it can be arranged.
Gordon, thank you so much for this. What's up for next week?
Well, I'm going to be a little cryptic again. We're going to talk about ham, but not meat.
Ooh, I like it, Gordon. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Bye-bye for now.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.